The old song goes, there's got to be a morning after. In the world of the NFL, the Monday after the regular season ends has become known as Black Monday. The name comes from the numbers of teams around the league firing their head coaches after disappointing seasons. The Jets didn't wait. They fired Adam Gase on Sunday night. But the LA Chargers fired Anthony Lynn on Monday, along with Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone. They joined the Houston Texans, Atlanta Falcons, and your Detroit Lions are looking for new head coaches. Detroit plans to interview five candidates for head coach, including Kansas City offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, interim head coach Derek Bevel, and San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. Saleh seems to be the early favorite, as he's from Dearborn. Detroit also has four interviews lined up for the open general manager position. The Lions will pick seventh in the 2021 NFL Draft. In the NBA, the Detroit Pistons fall to 1-6 on the season after a 125-115 loss at the Milwaukee Bucks. Jeremy Grant and Derrick Rose led Detroit with 24 points apiece. Giannis had a game-high 43 for the Bucks. Elsewhere, Indiana needed overtime to beat New Orleans, 118-116. The Bulls visit Portland tonight at 10:30. College basketball, the NCAA has announced that all 67 games of the 2021 men's basketball tournament will take place to the south of us in the state of Indiana. There will be two courts inside of Lucas Oil Stadium, with only one being used at a time. Games will also be played at Butler University, Purdue, and Indiana University, as well as Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the home of the Pacers, and Indiana Farmers Coliseum, that's the home of the ECHL's Indy Fuel hockey team. In college basketball tonight, Central Michigan is at Bowling Green, Western Michigan visits Ball State, and Akron is at Eastern Michigan. And number 23 Michigan State will host number 15 Rutgers at 9 o'clock at the Breslin Center. The pregame show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 8 o'clock. With sports, I'm Dave Wolf.